I would like to introduce myself. My name is Matondo. I'm from Angola. You might be wondering, like, okay, why? How did I end up here? I mean, a while ago, a couple years ago, I was driving around here in Kenosha, me and my wife. We was just driving around. And so we was looking some of the apartment here, the nice, on the road, down the road, there's apartment. So we was looking to the apartment and we saw the church. And my wife, she was like, that's Catholic church. I said, no, it don't look like. So we got closer. We look and we saw, no, it's not a Catholic church. And we left, we were home. And since that day, the image of this church got stuck on my mind. And I said, no, you know what? I have to go back and visit that church. So I was telling my wife, like, I mean, I need to go visit that church. And she said, I mean, you feel like that? Go ahead. So I came first time. I visited the church. I went back home, and I came the second time. I visited the church, and I went back home, and I had a dream. I had a dream. I was sitting right here in the church. I was right on top, up there, and there was two people who came, one on my left, another one on my right, and they said to me, Matondo, they called on my name. They said, look at the church. I was looking. They said, you see all these empty chairs? I say, I want you to walk on, fill all these single empty chairs. I was like, how am I going to do it? He said, you will do it. So I was arguing with them, trying to convince them that I won't be able to do it. But they insisted, they said, like, you will do it. And they stood up, they left. They left. And I came the other day to the church, attended the service for a couple more weeks. And then I went back, I heard the same dream. I had a dream again, sitting up there. And the church was filled up with a lot of people. There was no empty space. The whole chairs was filled up. There was no empty chairs. And I heard a voice now. And this time, the second time, it was a voice that called on me and said, like, you saw all the empty chairs filled up. I said, yes, that's how I want it to be. That's the voice of the Lord. The Lord said, that's how I want it to be. That's how the Lord wants this place to be filled up. That's the reason. And a couple weeks ago, I left the church for some reason, and I went to attend another church. And after that, a couple years ago, that church, after COVID-19, the church closed down, and I became churchless. So I went to Living Waters. The church was close to my house, so I started attending there, but my spirit was not satisfied in that place. And I started wondering, what should I do? And I was asking the Lord, what should I do? And the Lord told me, go back where I sent you. I've sent you to that place and you didn't do nothing there. I'm sending you back to where I told you, you know? And I was like, oh my God, I was wondering. And I came back to this place. And I questioned myself. I said, oh, that place, oh my God. And God, because I knew Maria a long time ago and I was worrying. God even mentioned the name of Maria. Maria is there. Yeah. So I came back. And I'm here to serve the Lord. Amen. I'm here to serve the Lord. So, a little introduction for a cup. So, beside that, I've engaged myself in an evangelization team. Me and Bunny and the rest of evangelization team, we are working hard to get on the street and to do the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We are the soldiers of the Christ. We are about to hit those streets. We will do. Hallelujah. And we have a ministry that's called CAP, a Christian Association Against Poverty, that a ministry we are working on. That's the CAP. That's the CAP. We have a project. We are working on a project, a mission trip, probably this summer. And we have our executive team that we're working on. We have Douglas, Lucusa, Sage Mabuki, Raphael, and myself right there. So this is the executive team that we are working for this mission trip that probably will be in this summer, going to Angola. And we have equipping individual by empowering. So this is one of our mission, equipping individual, empowering the evangelization for the propagation of the gospel of Christ. So we are going to the world. And we have a school that we are working on, trying to help this school. And the school is located in a very poor neighborhood. And I hope God is will open the doors and we'll do whatever we can do. And that's the website, capsafes.org. And you can navigate and you can find us. There's a lot of information there. Thank you, God. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. With no further delay, we're going to jump into our message. Our message will be in Exodus. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Exodus. Exodus 3:2. And we're going to go up to 14. I have trouble reading King James, but I like it. Just understand me. Yeah, I like King James, but some words that it's all the English. It's kind of tough, but I do like it. Yeah. So we're going to read the word of God. Can we stand and read the word of God? Let's read the word of God. Yes. It's a sign of giving glory to our God. Yeah. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in the flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with the fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. He said, here am I. And he said, draw not, nor either put off thy shoes of your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Moreover, he said, the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of the taskmaster, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptian and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land and a large unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and of the Hittites and of Amorites and of Perizzites and of Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, I will send you unto Pharaoh, that you might bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly I will be with you, and this shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee when you had brought forth the people of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? that what shall I say then? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt be, you say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent you. Amen. I am has sent you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we can see the, most of us, we know the story of, we can sit down, please. Thank you. I appreciate that. The story of Moses, a son of Amram and Jochebed. Moses grew up in Egypt as a prince. I won't go to the whole story. I think most of us, we know the story. And Moses, after he found out that he was a Hebrew, so Moses wanted to take his identity back. But when he saw the affliction that and the way the children of Israel was treated, Moses, one day he got upset and he reached to one of the Egyptians and killed that Egyptian. And Pharaoh, when he heard that Moses killed the Egyptian, so Pharaoh was looking for Moses and killed him. So Moses had to flee, go away, find a refuge somewhere else. It was not easy for Moses because he grew up like a prince and now he have to go to the desert and find a place to survive. So what happened to Moses, he went and end up to Midian. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it well with my Portuguese accent. Midian, okay. It's the land where a priest of Midian was Jethro. And Jethro, he had seven daughters. So they welcomed Moses. Story short, Moses got married with one of the Jethro's daughter, Zipporah. And Moses became a shepherd because he couldn't go back to Egypt. Because if he got back to Egypt, he's going to be caught and be killed. So he stayed. He thought that he's going to stay his rest of life in the Midian. So, and he had the children there. So he was living his life as a shepherd. He was a shepherding because that's the job Jethro's daughter was doing. So there was not another job there. There was no company there, you know, like go work for factory or somewhere else. No, he had to do the job of being a shepherd. So Moses, he was being a shepherd. And one day he was walking around because he had the promises of God on him. And he didn't know. He was walking around in a mountain. And that's why he ended up finding the bush burning. And he saw the bush burning. He was wondering, well, there's a bush burning. Let me get close to it. So while he was trying to get close to it, he heard the voice of God coming out in the middle of the bush. Moses, Moses. And he was like a surprise. Just imagine yourself, you are in the middle of nowhere and the bush burning and the voice coming out of the bush, of the burning bush. He was like a surprise. So where this voice is coming from? And he got closer, God calling him. And he was like, where's this voice coming from? And he take off your shoes. Because the place where you are standing, it's a holy land. He took off his shoes. So, encounter. So what happened? Moses encountered God at the burning bush. Amen? Moses encountering God at the burning bush. Okay, let's try to find, what is encounter? What is encounter? Let's define encounter. Okay, I can define the encounter as an unexpected meeting. I will define the encounter, we can define it as an unexpected meeting or a planned meeting with someone or a certain group of people. I'll repeat again. We can define an encounter as an unexpected meeting or a planned meeting with someone or with a certain group of people. Amen? Okay, that means Moses encountered God unexpectedly, but God had planned to encounter Moses. So Moses was walking and he didn't know. So encountered God, so unexpectedly, so something that you are not expecting. But God, he already knew that he was going to encounter Moses. Hallelujah. Amen. In our lifetime, sometimes we play, we plan to encounter people. I might say, like, okay, I'm going to plan next week to encounter Bruce or Terry at his office to meet him. So that's a plan. But I can be walking, and suddenly I find myself in a store, and unexpectedly I meet Steve. So that's something that I was not expecting, right? So it's an encounter. So God always has planned to encounter us. Hallelujah. God always has planned to encounter us, which we're not expecting. Because I know many of us have encountered God before in many different ways. Amen? I need to drink some water to refresh my throat. Amen. So many has encountered God. Each one of us, we have encountered God in a different way. That's how we accept the Lord as our Savior. So, because we went through encounter in different ways. In different ways. But there is a supernatural encounter too. Amen? Okay. God revealed himself to Moses. He said, I am the Father. I am the God of your father, Abraham. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. So that's his revealing his identity to Moses to know who he is speaking with. And Moses found that this is the God that I've heard. And the God said, I have seen the affliction of my people in Egypt. And I know their sorrow. Now I'm sending you, Moses, go and deliver them from the hand of Egyptians. That's a big task. It's not easy. So just imagine yourself, they're looking for you to kill you, and now they're sending you back where the killer is. How are you going to react to that? It's very scary. So Moses said, like, God, but how am I going to deliver? How am I going to confront Pharaoh? He said, I will be with you. It's not an easy task. So what Moses did, he accepted the word of God. He said, he will be with me. Moses went and delivered his words to the children of Israel. And he had to confront Pharaoh. But the first Pharaoh who was looking for Moses, when Moses went back, that Pharaoh was dead already. Because God made sure he dies before Moses goes there. Okay? But there was another Pharaoh that was a son that grew up with Moses. Moses, he grew up with him. They grew up both. Ramesses. They grew up both together with Moses. And he had to confront him. And he who let go the children of Israel. But God has to strike the Egypt with the plagues so the Egypt can understand that he's the most high, powerful God. Amen. Our God is a mighty God. Our God is a mighty God. And the God told Moses, after you bring back my people, after you take out my people from the land of Egypt, so we are going back to the burning bush, that message. You bring them back to this mountain. That's the mountain where Moses saw the burning bush. And you shall serve me in this mountain. Amen? That's the mountain Sinai. That's where Moses saw the burning bush. And God said, after you get all my people, you have to bring them back to this mountain. And from this mountain, you shall serve me. Hallelujah. That means that place where Moses saw the burning bush, It's an encounter. That place is called, it's an encounter. That's where the encounter with God. Hallelujah. And now he's telling him, after you bring your, after you get my people out of Egypt, you have to bring them back here in this mountain. And here that's we, you will serve me. God has established his encounter and his encounter in that place and has called it a worship place, a place of worship. Hallelujah. So God has called that mountain a place of worship. And if that place is a place of worship, the Spirit of God will dwell in that place. The Spirit of God will take control of that place. That's how it is. That's how God functions. Okay. If God has called that place a place of worship, that's meaning the Spirit of God is taking control of that place. Hallelujah. Amen. This place is called encounter. And Moses met God at the burning bush. We are called, every single one of us, we are called just like God has called Moses. God called Moses to go to the Egyptian and to deliver people, to deliver out the children of Israel. And we are also called at this place, encounter. I'm talking about encounter. We are called to go out there. It's the duty of each one of us. We are called to go out there to the world and get those are lost and bring them back here at the encounter, the place of worship. Hallelujah. Yes. We are going out there to get them and bring them at the place of worship. What's the name of the place of worship? It's the place of worship, the encounter, where the Spirit of God takes control, where the Spirit of God is moving. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of God is moving. All we have to do is avail ourselves in the presence of the Lord and let the Spirit of God captivate and get into us. Hallelujah. And we cannot be afraid because he will be with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, people of God, as I'm standing right now here and I'm speaking, I am standing at the holy ground. Hallelujah. This is the holy ground. Hallelujah. Because this place will be filled up. We'll get those people and we'll worship God, Almighty God, in this place. He said it. Bring them to the place of worship. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We cannot doubt ourselves. Nothing is impossible to God. Our God is God. Our God turns the impossibility to possibility. Hallelujah. We cannot doubt him. He's not limited. He's not limited. He's over bigger than his creation. Okay, let's imagine how this world. Let's just look at the planet. Okay? Let's look at the skies, everything. But he's bigger than his own creation. He's bigger than what he did. And how can we doubt him? Nothing is impossible to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Nothing is impossible to God. He can do whatever he wants at any time and however he wanted it to be. Hallelujah. We can doubt ourselves. No. It's our job now to take the duty of each one of us. You know that as a believers, it's our duty at least to win one soul for the kingdom of the heaven. Hallelujah. At least one soul. As a believer, it's our duty to win at least one soul for the kingdom of the heaven. What about if we go out there? How many souls are we going to get? And we're going to be crowned at the last time. Hallelujah. And our crown is going to be according to our works. I want to have a bigger crown. Hallelujah. Yes. I want to have a bigger crown. Hallelujah. And remember, I'm not trying to switch to the message. At the millennium kingdom of God, you know, we'll be raptured, right? We'll be raptured. And the millennium will come down with the Lord. So when we come down, we're going to have a job to do, you know? And our job will be according for what we are doing now. Our position will be according for what we're doing now. So I want to have a big position at the millennium. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go quick to Matthew. Matthew 10:1. You see that God, when God called Moses, he just didn't leave him, let him alone. He gave him a power, okay? Because Moses didn't go to confront Pharaoh with empty-handed. So God empowered him. So God struck Egypt. And even when they was getting out of Egypt, Pharaoh changed his mind trying to follow them. And they found themselves at the Red Sea. God separated the Red Sea and apart. See that power? He separated the Red Sea and apart. And it was crossing the Red Sea. So the army of Egyptians, they went through it, trying to destroy the people of Israel. But all the people of Israel, they crossed the sea to the other side. And God commanded Moses, stretch out your stick. And the water covered them. God told me, see those Egyptians you saw today? You will never see them again. That's the power of our God. Hallelujah. God is powerful. Matthew 10:1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power. He gave them power against unclean spirit to cast them out and to heal all the manner of sickness and all the manner of disease. When Lord Jesus called his disciples, he gave them power. God doesn't send us with an empty hand. He empowers us. Hallelujah. When we go there, we're going with the power of God. Nothing is going to convince us because the God, Lord God, the Creator is within us. He gave them a power. So when we're going there, God has already empowered us. Hallelujah. We're not going empty-handed. Let's jump to Matthew 10:7. And yes, you go. So, and he empowered them. And he gave them what? He gave them the command. So when God called Moses, he empowered him, he gave him a command. So that's the same thing. God is calling us. And he will give what? A command to go. Go. That's a command. Go. And yes, he go preach, saying, the kingdom of the heaven is at hand. Yes, he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of the heaven is at hand. When God empower us, the Spirit of God is inside us and He lives in us. So I can remember what Bruce preached last Sunday. He was mentioning the Holy Spirit lives within us because we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, we walk with the Holy Spirit with us every day. We wake up, everywhere we go, we have the Holy Spirit within us. Hallelujah. Every day in the morning, we do our worship. Before our practice, we worship right here. Before we do our practice, so we worship. And every time we worship, it's just a few group of us, right? A worship team, a few group of us. So when we are worshiping, you can feel the Spirit of God moving in this place. I don't know if you guys have felt it. You can feel the atmosphere of the Spirit of God moving in this place. Hallelujah. And I told Brie, I said, Brie, can you feel, you see the Spirit of God moving in this place? So it gave me such of joy. I was laughing. Oh my God. Embracing it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament, God used to speak to the prophets. And then the prophets, they take the message to the people. So God, he used so many prophets. God was not speaking to everyone in the Old Testament. That's the same way, that's the same thing he did. He was speaking to Moses, and Moses then he told people, this is what God said, and they would do it. But one day God said he will speak to all the children of Israel. So Moses got the congregation of all the children of Israel. They gathered there, they said, today God will speak to us. And God, the voice of God came out of the mountain. That's a tremendous voice. When God is speaking, all the children of Israel, they were scared. It was like, Moses, please, don't let us hear from him. They was hiding because of the power of God. Hallelujah. They said, go you and talk to him and come and tell us. We're going to obey, but we don't want to talk to him because we don't want to die. The voice of God has a power. Hallelujah. The voice of God has a power. But now, Christ died on the cross and reconnected us for what we has lost. When Adam and Eve, they sinned, we lost that connection. But Jesus reconnected us. Hallelujah. We don't need no intervention. We don't need nobody. Now we have a direct access with our God. Any one of us, if you are a believer, we have a direct connection, a direct access. Now we can talk to God. If I pull my knees down, I'm going to talk to God, then God is going to answer me. Hallelujah. The children of Israel, they needed Moses, but we don't need Moses right now. We don't need no Moses. We don't need nobody else to connect. We can talk to God directly. Hallelujah. Because God, Jesus, has reconnected us to the main outlet of the power of God. So you switch it on, boom, you get the power. Hallelujah. You switch it on, boom, you get a power. You are in the presence of God. Hallelujah. And nothing can stop us. Now we have a direct connection with God. We talk to him, and they talk back to us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's go quick to Mark. Mark 16:17. Mark 16:17. He that believe in his Mark 16, let me see, make sure, yeah. Mark 16:17. And okay, Mark 16, 17 said, and this sign, say these signs, he's talking about signs, and this sign shall follow them that believe in my name. I'll repeat again. And this sign shall follow those that believe in my name. That means if we believe in the name of Jesus, what's going to happen? Let's see the signs that he's talking about. And this sign shall follow those who believe in my name. They shall cast out the devil. They shall speak with the new tongues. They shall take up serpent. If even they drink a deadly thing, you shall not harm them. So now we are connected to God, and we have the Spirit of God and that power of God. Now we have the power to cast out the devil in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We have the power to heal the sickness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We have the power even to raise the dead, bring them back to life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We have that power. We cannot be scared again because we are empowered with the power of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We will do it because the power of God is within us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the captive will be set free. Hallelujah. Just like God sent Moses to free the children of Israel in a captivity and in a bondage of slavery. He sent them, go and free them from the bondage of slavery. And he said also to us, go and free those people from the bondage of sin. Hallelujah. We are going to free the people of God from the bondage of sin. And when we bring them, we shall worship our God here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We shall worship our God here. Hallelujah. And when Moses asked God, if I go and tell them that the God of your fathers, sorry, I'm going to tie my shoes. The God of my fathers, God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, has sent you to us, has sent me to us. So Moses was questioning God. If they ask me, what is his name? What shall I say? He said, I am that I am. Hallelujah. I am that I am. You know what that means? I'm above all. I am what I am. I can do what I can do. I can be what I can be. I can change what I can change. I can change the circumstance of this place. I can change the circumstance of this place. I can do whatever I can do. I can heal the sickness. Hallelujah. Even in the Egypt is a strong eye. I can strike it down because I'm a powerful. I'm an Alpha and an Omega. I'm in the beginning and I'm an end. I'm above all. Nothing can stop me. I am unlimited. I'm unlimited because I am a God. I'm the creator of the universe. I've created all. Nothing can stop me. I am what I am. I am who I am. Hallelujah. I am who I am. Hallelujah. I am who I am. I'm from the place of the burning bush. Moses embraced the word of God and took it to the Israelites. Hallelujah. From this place, from encounter, we are embracing the word of God and we're going to take it to the world. Hallelujah. 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 Moses embraced the word of God, he took it to the Israelites. And we are embracing the word of God, we are taking to the world. Israelites embraced the word that Moses brought, is the word of God. It's the same word, that word is the same word that turned to a flesh, Jesus Christ, is the word of God. Hallelujah. So our command is coming from Jesus, because we are the disciple of the Christ. We are the disciples. So he gave us command. So the same word that came out of the bush, that gave the command to Moses, is the same word that is coming out, is giving us a command to go. Hallelujah. So we are embracing that word. We are embracing that word. And we are going. And we are going to take the world to the world. And the world will embrace that word. Because I'm speaking with assurance. It's not me. I'm speaking with assurance. That assurance is coming from the mighty God who lives in me, who gave me the command. Because I'm just going. He's going to accomplish the rest. Yes, I'm just going. I'm just obeying. And we will accomplish the rest. And we have to obey the word of God and take it to the world. The world will embrace it. Hallelujah. The world will embrace the word of God. Hallelujah. And the world will be set free from the captive and from the bondage of sin. Hallelujah. The world will be set free. Hallelujah. And from Egypt to the Mount Sinai. From the Mount Sinai to the promised land. Hallelujah. The land of honey and milk. From Egypt to the Mount Sinai. From the Mount Sinai to the land of honey and milk. Hallelujah. From the encounter to the world. From the world back to encounter to worship the mighty God. Hallelujah. And from the encounter to the eternity. Hallelujah. To the kingdom of heaven. To the eternity. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the mighty power of God. The mighty power of that God will change it all. Hallelujah. In this place we shall worship our mighty God. In this place we shall see the wonders of God. In this place, the news will go out there. Wonders and wonders will happen in this place because I'm standing in a holy ground. And mighty God will do his work, hallelujah. And the news will go out there in Kenosha, in Waukesha, hallelujah. In Milwaukee, hallelujah. In Indiana, hallelujah. To Chicago, hallelujah. To Illinois, the news will go out because the dead will come to life. Hallelujah. Sickness will be healed here. Hallelujah. God will do miracles in this place. Hallelujah. Because it's a place of worship. The power of God is here. The Spirit of God is working here because we are here to worship our mighty God. The Spirit of God is moving around here. Just avail yourself in the presence of the Lord, and they start receiving it. Hallelujah. Start receiving it. And start receiving the power of God. Hallelujah. People of God, let's avail ourselves to the presence of God.